Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick-hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Bola Abimbola. With her BS in psychology and advanced Reiki strategy, as well as other training, Bola combines psychology and energy healing to facilitate deeper connections with awareness and higher conscious living through stillness, emotional intelligence, and compassionate inner inquiry. She is going to share a BizHap about being emotionally intelligent. So Bola, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you, Anna. It was really nice to be here. Thanks for having me. So
Thank
do you want
so
me to tell you about emotional intelligence? This is
yes.
this is really the foundation of my work. I was raised to focus more on intelligent quotient, which is IQ, which is our ability to reason and solve problems. And it got me to a point just to focus on IQ. And when I got into senior management in my early 30s, I discovered that I didn't actually have the emotional intelligence that I needed to not only achieve what I needed to achieve, but also to get on with those that I was working with. And it was an experience that I had. I was working, in this very large hospital here in the UK, and I was a senior manager, and the chief executive had asked me to save money, and I had gone about contacting my colleagues and my staff and getting them to reduce the amount of money we spent on different things. So we were choosing cheaper pens, cheaper paper. We had to save money, and I was determined. I had a very good strategy. And we ended up saving £2 million. And so I achieved, I really solved the problem. And then a while later, when I needed to, when I applied for a job and my chief exec set up a party for me, a going away party, and all my colleagues were there, all the senior managers were there, but my staff were not there. And that was a big hit. That was a big humiliation for me. And this was a deal breaker. It made me realize that you can achieve something, but if you do not get on with those around you, you only go so far. So emotional intelligence really is the ability to hold that polarity of emotions within us, to understand our own emotions and the emotions of those around us, because this is where relationships really start from. And
yes,
this is how relationships grow. And I began to work on my own emotions, understanding my emotions, and really beginning to express myself in a way that I feel understood. I understand those who I am communicating with, and I am heard. And this is something that I think is fundamental to not just the corporate world, it's fundamental to our personal lives as well. So emotional intelligence is something that I've now learned to focus on. It's something I coach on. It's become a really big foundation in the work that I do with myself and with my clients.
Bola, this is so important. It's important to be self-aware. It's important to not take everything personal. And whenever something happens, yes, it's okay to feel those emotions, but it's not okay to bleed those emotions into people just because you're feeling them raw. And the moment we understand those feelings and we sit with them and we understand where they're coming from, and we can figure out how to communicate them in a healthy way.
That's key, because emotions, they come in waves, and we can't always say where they're coming from. They always arise at different times. Some of them are toxic, some of them are really natural. Joy is an emotion, trust, anticipation, surprise. Mm-hmm. Those are all emotions. They're good emotions. And it's really about coming to feel much more at ease with holding the different emotions that arise within us, and then knowing how to align, taking different strategies, different modalities. It could be a breath, It could be a pause. It could be just being aware, the self-awareness, knowing that there's different feelings that arise in different parts of our body, and being able to feel comfortable with knowing that we are empowered beings. We are empowered beings that can take charge of whatever emotions are coming up within us, and we don't have to just run with it. We can pause, we can hold, and we can decide what is my true intention here.
Oh,
That
yes.
intention is key. That intention is so key, whether it's personal or work life, but it's not a one-time thing, it's a journey. Emotional intelligence, it's a journey because sometimes we are able to communicate certain topics, certain things, but we get hit by something that is higher than we have ever worked on before. And it's about being willing to be ready to pause whenever we are hit by something that takes us by surprise or takes us into a place of despair. We can pause, knowing that
Yes.
it is all about frequency, and we can choose to align to a higher frequency of love, of unconditional love. And love comes in many forms.
I
Yes,
love
emotional
this.
intelligence is key.
I love this, Bola, because also, I mean, it's important to pause and sit with our feelings and decide what we want to do with them. Like, not just, as I said, just bleed them to whatever we find around, but just feel them and have clarity and communicate with clarity and not sometimes when we have all those feelings, either good or bad, they blind us. And whenever we paused and have clarity, we have a better way of understanding ourselves and for letting the world understand us better. By communicating in a healthy way and in an effectively responsible way.
So true. And it's a muscle. It's a muscle. It
It's a
gets
must.
better the more we practice with it. A willingness to be self-aware, a willingness to understand self, a willingness to understand others, and a willingness to integrate whatever is coming up within us so that we can step forward as our true self without shame, guilt, or regret.
Love it. So, Bola, who do you serve and how can these people find you?
Thank you, Anna. I am on my website, www.soulspacehealing.com, and I do serve men and women from all over the world using energy healing, and that's all on my website. I also have Akashic record readings, which I do. I'm an energy practitioner. That's also on my website. And I invite people to subscribe to my podcast, my daily show, Soul Bites show on my podcast, which is on YouTube and on Spotify, and also to get a copy of my bestseller, The Daily Soul Bites Book for an Inspired Life, which is on Amazon and anywhere online books are sold.
Beautiful. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Bola Abimbola, for coming on and sharing her story about being emotionally intelligent. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to mishaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the elf can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.